Coach's Insight programs continuing here on Care Country tonight. We are on to week six of high school football this Friday. Brandon Tama, we're joined by the Morehill Mounts Academy football coach, Zach Fredrickson, brought to you by Taco John's, Exchange Bank, and Amberwell Health. Coach, a legit team that you saw last week, one of the best teams in the state, team that made it to the 1A title game a year ago, the Centralia Panthers. Panthers 42, Morehill nothing. You know, we talked a little bit last week just the challenges of playing that team and that style. And again, just Centralia, they're always there, and they certainly looked good last week.
Yeah, their coaches do a great job over there, and you know, they're a great program. They do what they do very well. So yeah, it was a challenge, and you know, I was pretty happy with, you know, our effort in that game. We found ourselves, I think it was 21-0 at the end of the first, or it might have been 14-0 then, and we ended the half at 21-0. So, you know, we started to figure it out, but it was just, you know, us kicking ourselves and getting out of alignment or not doing an assignment. And then offensively, you know, we put together a few really good drives, almost got in the end zone, but just same thing, you know, either had a penalty, a bad snap, just things like that. So, yeah, you know, we saw some progress. We saw a lot of good things, but just couldn't finish.
Yeah, and I kind of want to go back on something you just said there in terms of you like the effort from your team. And, you know, things can be a little bit down sometimes. Things might not be going your way. You can teach X's and O's. You can do all these things. But one thing you can't teach is effort. So even when things are down, if you're at least out there seeing your team perform and put forth a good effort, I still would believe that's a big positive for you and your coaches when your kids are still out there giving that 100% effort.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we preach that. I mean, every day at practice and everything we do is, you know, our effort has to be there. Because if it's not, you know, like you said, you know, it's just not going to go well. And as long as we're putting our best effort in, you know, we can live with a mistake. We can live with a loss. But if we leave, you know, some heart out there or some left in the tank on the field, then, you know, that's not what we do or what we want.
Let's talk about this final stretch here of the regular season. Just a few weeks left. You know, you see Centralia last week. 2 weeks ago, it was Riverside. Those teams combined for two losses. The first two teams you saw, weeks one and two, Jefferson County North and Jackson Heights, those two teams combined 10-0 right now. So, again, the schedule's been really, really difficult. But now you get a game this week. It is a winnable game. I would think your kids are fired up, ready to go at Donovan West. Crucial district game when you look at how things are shaping up right now for you guys. But a team that is kind of on a similar track here. They're still looking for win number one. But Donovan West, a winnable game on the road. I would think the kids are fired up and ready to go this week.
Yeah, you know, we're excited. You know, it's just another week to play football. You know, guys are healthy and getting healthy, so we're getting a couple guys back. And, yeah, I mean, it's exciting. And, you know, you are in the thick of district play, and, you know, you got to win, too, to make the playoffs. So these next 3 weeks are very important and critical. So there's just a little more fire to us with that.
Talk about Donovan West. What do you see on film? They're coming off a 36-0 loss to Troy. You know, I was at that game last week. In the first half, they moved the ball well. They were getting up and down the field, but they'd stall out inside the 30, inside the red zone on a couple occasions. So it was kind of a bend-don't-break thing for the Troy defense. So they're trying to mix the run and the pass. They got some good athletes. Their quarterback is very mobile. What do you see from Donovan West and kind of the expectations for the matchup this week?
Yeah, you said it. You know, they got guys. They do things well, and they have their offense. They have their scheme. And, you know, they're going to run it. They're not going to, you know, do anything too fancy, but you just have to stop it. And that's the key. And so, you know, our guys need to be in correct assignments, correct alignments, and do those little things right. And we should do okay there.
Finally, Coach, just talk keys, expectations. What do you want to see from your team on Friday night to get a win on the road at D West?
Yeah, defensively, we just have to stay in our assignments and alignment. We can't get upfield. You know, we got to read pullers. And then offensively, you know, I just want to see us execute better. Everyone block, everyone do their assignment, because so often, you know, we have 10 guys doing their job and then one who messes up. So I just want to see us get a little better and a little more consistent as a whole on offense and just, you know, get some points on the board.
There it is, Zach Fredrickson, Morehill Mounts Academy football coach, after the loss to Centralia last week. District game, crucial one this week. They go to Donovan West, two teams looking for district win number one in what is a very tough district featuring Centralia, Troy, and also Riverside as well. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Good luck on Friday night. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, talk to you next week. Thanks, Brandon.